This is my first podcast episode ever, and I'm so excited. I've always wanted to make a podcast. That's actually not true. I just bought this $25 microphone on Amazon and thought it would be a good idea. We are going to have a ton of fun on here. We are going to be playing games. I'm going to bring special guests, and you guys will just get to know me better. And so what better way to get to know someone than do a little 73 questions with Vogue, except it's just me with my $25 microphone from Amazon sitting in my bed in my room. I actually did 73 questions with Vogue on my YouTube channel, but I feel like I wasn't honest enough. And in this podcast, I'm really just going to be honest and just be honest. I'm going to be brutally honest. And yeah, let's just get started. What's my favorite place to be? My favorite place to be is my room. We've gotten a lot closer recently, especially because of COVID and stuff, and how I hang out a lot more in my room just because I can't see a lot of my friends. And so I spend a lot of time in here, and it's actually really fun. It's not like I'm upset that I have to stay in here. I actually love it a lot. What's something that I can never live without? Okay. I would say probably my phone. And I know that's such a basic answer, and that's probably what everyone would say, but I don't know what to say. Ooh, probably like a blanket. I love blankets. They're so comfy. Blankets are low-key underrated. They're so comfy. Okay, next question. Three words to describe me. I had to do this for my class in school, actually. We had to fill something out. And I would say annoying, loud, and a little bit awkward. I mean, I think that we can all be a little awkward sometimes, and I would say that I definitely have that in me. My biggest fear is probably not doing what I want to do. Like, not, I don't know how to say it. Not achieving goals that I want to in my life. Like, I'm not going to say them, but like, just not being as successful as I would like to be. Or like, just even being successful. Because I don't want to work for someone else's dreams. I want to work for my own. That was a really good quote. I should write that down. I'm going to go write that down. Hang on. What makes me angry? Ugh, so many things. Definitely some people. And cheese. Oh, I absolutely hate cheese. It actually depends. Honestly, I like Parmesan and mozzarella and feta, but anything else, no. It makes me gag. Who is my biggest inspiration? Honestly, I don't really have one, but yeah, I don't really have one. Honestly, I would say anyone who doesn't care what other people think. I mean, and because that's really hard to do. And so I would say that anyone who can successfully do that and not care what other people think is definitely my biggest inspiration. So, favorite wild animal? Oh my gosh, I want a monkey so bad. They seem so fun. They're like little humans. I want one so bad. I said that in my YouTube video. I said that I wanted a chimpanzee or monkey. Favorite food. Currently, I am obsessed with croissants, like making croissant sandwich. I love to cook. It is so fun. I've been cooking avocado toast and like eggs, like breakfast stuff. And I've been making croissant sandwiches. And what I do is so I toast the croissant. I cut it in half and then I toast it. And I do some chicken fajita, like a little chicken fajita mix. And then I do lettuce and tomato and some honey mustard. And it is so good. I could eat it every day. Oh my gosh, it is so good. First memory of my life. I don't know. I just remember being in my living room one day and then boom. That's how my life started. the best advice I've got, I would say live your life, because we all live on a floating rock and nothing really matters in the end. Like, don't go kill someone, but like, if you're ever in drama, just don't worry about it, because in 10 years from now, it won't matter that much. So that's my best advice, and that probably sucks, but yeah. Where do I see myself in 10 years? I don't know. I just hope to be successful. I mean, that's the goal for everyone, right? Is to be successful and be happy. And I hope to see myself in a place of, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I hope to see myself doing something that I want to do and not being sad. What are some books that I've been reading these days? Yeah, so I don't actually read unless it's for school. I just don't enjoy it. It depends if it's like a good book, but other than that, like, I don't enjoy it. I actually got this book from Barnes & Noble a few weeks ago. It's called They Both Die at the End. Haven't actually read it yet. I probably should, but yeah, I'm really excited. I found it on TikTok and I've heard that it's a really good book, so. What's one fictional character that I want to be? I don't know. This is hard. Probably. I don't know. I mean, Disney seems fun. I just don't know what character. Like, I don't know what movie or what character. What would you say, like, what fictional character do I radiate energy from? Like, I don't know. Maybe like Flounder from Little Mermaid. That would be fun to like swim all day and just not worry about anything. That would be fun. My hidden talent. I don't really have one, except I can play the recorder. Wait, let me go get mine. Okay, I don't want it to be too loud because it can get really annoying. So brace yourselves, maybe turn down your volume a little bit, but I don't think it should be too loud. Okay, here we go. I'm really bad at it. I haven't even touched it since fourth grade, but yeah. Favorite type of music? Anything but country. I do not like country. I don't like country. And if a country music is on, I'll probably turn it off. I would say I like, pop music, and I like some types of rap. Like, it really depends. Like, sometimes I'll just be like singing a rap song to myself that I really like. When do I feel happy? I feel happy when I'm with my friends, or like I'm out to eat, or like just like a nice sunset, or even just like, I don't know. I would say like before I go to bed, oh my gosh, I love going to bed. It is so fun. A few years ago, I remember I was like getting home from a practice and I remember being excited to go to sleep. Like, I looked forward to going to sleep every night. I don't know if it was just me, but if anyone else has that feeling, I would love to know, because I probably sound really crazy right now. Which song would I like to hear to be happy? Right now, like if I had to turn on music right now, it's currently April. I would say Deja Vu by Olivia Rodrigo. That is such a good song. It is stuck in my head. I can't wait for her album coming out. I think it's like May 21st or something, but yeah, I'm really excited for her album to come out. And yeah, but if we're talking like Christmas, or like, I mean, December or November, I would definitely say Christmas music. I love Christmas. It's my favorite holiday by far. My favorite Christmas song is probably All I Want for Christmas Is You, just because it's a classic. And yeah, it's just a classic, and it's so fun too. It's so fun to dance to sing to. Yeah. My favorite word in English is definitely my name. Tyler Weaver. Guys, I'm really sorry. Was that offensive? I'm so sorry. Okay, anyway, my favorite word in Spanish, I don't actually know Spanish that well. Just because my school, like, we don't learn about Spanish in my school and stuff. Like, we don't have a Spanish class or anything. And I just haven't really even thought about learning Spanish. But I know I'm taking it in high school. So, yeah. Top three things on my bucket list. Becoming rich. Becoming famous. And touring across the world. I don't know what I would do, but just touring across the world would be so fun. And like meeting new people and stuff would be so fun. What was the most heard song in 2020? Oh, I would say, oh my gosh, Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. That was like the most popular song of 2020. Oh, and Say So. Oh, I love that song. Day to night to morning, keep with me in the morning. You got to keep your focus. Why don't you say so? Okay, anyway. Last book I read, once again, I don't read, but in school, we had to read a book called Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry. I'm pretty sure everyone has to read it, but it was a really good book. I actually enjoyed it. Yeah. Favorite quote? I don't know. I don't really like think about quotes and stuff, but favorite quote from me, I always say, what the frick, or what the freaking heck. I say that a lot, or I say like, stop it. But I say it in like a joking way. But yeah, I don't know. I don't have any quotes. Sorry. This is such an awful question. Oh, wait. I also say, can I please go to Dunkin', please? I always say that. If I had a superpower, what would it be? I thought about this and I've always wanted to like shapeshift into whatever. I think that'd be so fun. And I could like trick people with it. Oh my gosh, that would be so fun. Favorite sport? I don't watch sports, but if I had to like play a sport in like gym class or PE or whatever, I enjoy doing kickball. I know that's not like a professional sport, or at least I don't think it is. Oh, sorry, I'm like switching it up, but I like volleyball. It's actually so fun, and I'm actually like not that bad at it, because I'm awful at like any single sport, any sport. I'm awful at soccer, basketball, baseball, you name it. I'm awful at it. But volleyball, I would say like out of 10, I'm a 6.5. Biggest dream, my biggest dream is to become famous, and that's been a dream for a very long time now. Yeah. Favorite singer? Ooh, that's a really hard one. Right now, I really like Bruno Mars. And I like Olivia Rodrigo and Ariana Grande. Favorite cuisine. I cannot say that word. I know what it is, but I cannot say it. Cuisine. It's like a dish. It's like a... I would say Italian. Oh, I love Italian food. Oh, so good. A positive quality about me is definitely, I would say that I make life interesting for myself. That made no sense at all. I'm really sorry. But I would say that I'm definitely someone who, if I enjoy being somewhere, then I definitely show it. Like, I will be the life of the party at some places if I enjoy being there and, like, I'm close with the people. Because, yeah. A negative quality about me, I don't know when to shut up. I don't. I actually don't, though. Like, it's really bad. And it makes me really annoying sometimes. And I definitely need to work on that. Best place I visited? I haven't visited a lot of places, like, honestly, but I would say Disney World. I went there once 2 years ago. It was so fun. I loved it. Oh my gosh, I absolutely loved it. Yeah, I like Disneyland, except Tinkerbell was really scary when I went. We had this, like, we did like a little, we got to meet Tinkerbell, and that was the only person that we saw because it was traumatizing. And I know that that's like her job and everything, but like it was so awkward and I felt so awkward. I actually have a picture of it. I'll have to show it to you guys in like one of my YouTube videos or something. But, oh, that was a really weird noise that just came out of my mouth. Sorry. What happened was, so we went and we met Tinkerbell, obviously, and she was just like very touchy. And I don't know, it was just very, it made me very uncomfortable and it was just very awkward. And it was awkward for me and my sister. So, and then we were like, we're never seeing a person ever again. It was way too awkward. Yeah. I don't know. It was just, it was really funny. When do I laugh the most? I would say I laugh the most when I'm with my friends that are like my really close friends. They make the world a better place. When do I get creative? I get creative. It really depends on if I've had Dunkin' Donuts yet, because, yeah, usually at night I'm more creative and stuff. And I know that's so weird, but even like at night too, I used to do when I did e-learning, I did my schoolwork. I did it at night for the next day. And so then I wouldn't have any work for the next day. But yeah, it was, I mean, I was just really creative and productive. Favorite lyrics? Oh, I don't have a favorite lyric, but yeah, I don't have one. Sorry. Yeah. The most scary thing that I've done. Ooh, probably. I don't know. I love watching scary movies and that's pretty scary, but I love them. They're so entertaining. I've always wanted to be in a scary movie. Biggest accomplished achievement. I don't know. Honestly, I've gotten like a few awards at like school and like for show choir and stuff. And I think that that's really awesome. And I was so happy. I don't know. Probably also like hitting 1,000 subscribers on YouTube and having 8,000 now. That's really cool and stuff. And I'm really glad that people enjoy watching me and are subscribed to me. What am I horrible at? I'm horrible at sports. I'm awful at them. Favorite book genres? I like fiction only because I like made up books and like I like fantasy novels and yeah, that's basically what fiction is. So I don't know why I had to say that, but yeah. Any adventurous thing that I want to do? Like I said, I want to travel when I'm older. I want to travel a lot. I want to like explore the world and travel. Something I would like to try. I would like to try being in a movie. That seems so much fun, but I know that it's a ton of work. But I've always wanted to be in a scary movie. Yeah. What's my favorite scary movie? My favorite scary movie is probably Hereditary, but my favorite scary like TV show is definitely American Horror Story. That's the one TV show that I've always wanted to be in, like the one scary TV show. I've always wanted to be in American Horror Story. It seems so fun. My favorite season is Coven. Favorite TV show host? Probably James Corden. He's really fun. I like his carpool karaoke and stuff like that. A talent I want to acquire. I want to play the piano. I really want to like do well. And because right now I have a keyboard, but I'm really bad at playing it. And so I think learning the piano and being able to master it would make life a lot easier. Thing from my childhood that I still have. Okay, I'm still a child, but like something from when I was younger, I think I have like a little birth sign thing and it has like when I was born and like my height and weight and stuff like that. It's like a glass thing and I still have it. It's actually in my room. I'm looking at it right now. If I had the chance to change something, what would it be? Definitely racial inequality. That's really important and a lot of people disagree with it. What would I do to calm myself? Okay, probably for me, taking a shower, getting all comfy, watching my comfort movie or comfort YouTube video or anything like that, and just lying down and not focusing on or worrying about anything else besides that. When do you find yourself singing? 24/7, every day, I will be singing anything. I'll be walking around the house and I'll be singing a song, literally 24/7. My sister gets so annoyed with me. What do I consider unforgivable? Definitely murder. I don't know what else to say. Have I ever sleepwalked? I don't think I have, but I wouldn't know because I was sleeping. But I've definitely sleep-talked. I remember I was at a sleepover, and I guess I said something like, I need pizza, or like, call the pizza man. And it was, I didn't remember it, but I remember saying that for some reason. So if I got the chance to go somewhere, where would it be? Ooh, probably, I don't know. I've always wanted to go to California or China. I don't know. Honestly, anywhere that is fun and something that I would enjoy. What is my dream career? Being a famous, like, internet personnel. I think, is it personnel or personality? Something like that. Like, just being a famous internet person, I guess. An impossible wish. An impossible wish would probably be, I wish that I wouldn't have to go to school. I wish that I would just not have to worry about it and just not go to school. I mean, yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Who's my greatest role model? I don't really have a greatest role model. Probably my mom. She works really hard for me. So I would probably say my mom. If I could live in any home on a television series, what would it be? Oh my gosh, definitely the Full House house. I love Full House. It's like it's my comfort TV show, definitely. I remember watching it when I was really little, and I just remember, like, I would watch it before I go to bed. And yeah, it's my comfort TV show, and I love the house. It's such a nice house. And yeah. Favorite song right now is Deja Vu by Olivia Rodrigo. Do you get deja vu? Ooh, strawberry ice cream in Malibu. Don't act like we didn't do that stuff too. You're trading jackets like we used to do everything. Okay, anyway. Advice to people. Live your life. And when I say that, I don't mean live it recklessly. I just mean don't worry about the little things. Don't worry about people judging you. Don't worry about how your hair looks on a school day, because honestly, no one will remember it. We're all going to die one day, and no one will remember anything. So that's my advice. How do you handle jet lag? Wait, I don't know what that is. Sorry, I'm looking at questions. I'm probably sound really stupid. I'm looking at like a thing of questions, and I don't know that question. Describe your style. I would say very simple, very basic. I'm trying to like redo my style though. Yeah, because in the winter, I'm really good at shopping in the winter, but then in the summer, it's really hard for me. And I know that's the opposite with a lot of people, but I feel like it's easier to style something in the winter than the summer. What's a guilty pleasure that I have? Ooh, I would say I love heating pads. Is that a guilty pleasure? I don't know what a guilty pleasure is. Yes, well, I do. I just don't know if having a heating pad on my back would be one. I don't know. Okay. Favorite Star Wars character? I don't watch Star Wars, so I'm going to change the question and make it favorite Muppets character. And for that, I would have to say the crazy, like, I think he's a red-haired monster thing. I don't know what he is, but he's the one that's like, ah! I don't know how to scream, but he's the really crazy maniac one. any pet peeve, definitely people lying, like, or like people say something like, "Ugh, I look so awful today," when they know that they look good. Like, you can just tell when someone says that and they look good. And I'll be honest, I've said that. When I felt confident about myself, I'll be like, "Ugh, I look so awful," to fish for, like, attention and stuff. And that's a really awful trait to have. Yeah, that's what I would say. If you could dye your hair, what color would it be? Brown. Brown without a doubt. I really want it to be, like, a dark brown. Because right now my hair is, like, a dirty blonde. It used to be really blonde when I was younger, but I want my hair to be brown. What's your schedule these days? I wake up, I go to school, and then I come home. I don't have any extracurricular activities or anything, so I have a lot of time on my hands. Have you ever cut your own hair? I mean, not really. My hair's not that long, but I've cut, like, the tiniest, teeniest little bit of hair just because I was, like, really annoyed with it. And, I mean, I also cut my sideburns if they needed it. I did that once. Who's your style icon? Ooh, I don't have one. Honestly, I just look on Pinterest, but I don't really, I just get whatever clothes I like at the store. Do you consider yourself a good liar? I would say it depends on the situation, but I can definitely lie about something if I need to, but I mean, yeah. Favorite movies as a child? Well, I'm a child right now, but definitely Rapunzel or Tangled. Diary of Wimpy Kid. Oh, love that one. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Last show you've binged watched? It was The Middle. Oh my gosh, I love that show. With Sue Heck and... oh, Brick and Axel. Oh my gosh, I love that show. That's also another one of my comfort shows. First toy you've ever had? I don't know, but I remember collecting the Toy Story toys when I was little as a kid. Like, did anyone else do that? They would, like, collect a certain type of toys. Because I was, like, obsessed with Wizard of Oz, too. And so I would collect all the toys and stuff like that. Like, at Toys R Us, I would ask for, "Where's the Wizard of Oz toys?" I would ask for that. What can you see from your window? I see some grass, I see a tree, and I see a garage. It's not mine. It's the neighbor's. But yeah, that's all I see from my window. What's for dinner tonight? I don't know, but I just had a few slices of pizza. So, and that filled me up. So, yeah. No hecking way. That's all the questions. I just went through 73 questions. Actually, I think I went through 72 because I skipped one. So I'm going to think of a question real quick. And you guys are going to have to answer this question too. If you got this far, I want you to DM me on Instagram at TylerWeaver898 or text me if you know me personally or comment something on YouTube or TikTok or whatever and just answer the question. And that question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good is... how good are lollipops? That's my question. And honestly, I would say an 8 for that question. No reason why. I just wanted to take 2 points off. Anyways, that is the end of my first ever podcast. Thank you guys for listening if you made it this far. And if you didn't, that's okay. If I get 0 listeners on this, that's okay. I will still keep making them for my enjoyment. But thank you for listening into my first ever podcast, Small Talk. And if you have any questions, please let me know or DM me on Instagram at TylerWeaver898. And I will be sure to answer them and respond. And yeah, stay tuned for next episode. I don't know what it'll be yet. I don't know what to say. This is my first ever podcast. Okay. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I will see you in the next one. This was Small Talk with Tyler Weaver. Goodbye.